Unplugged by Annie Beer. With so many fun technologies at our fingertips, it's easy to spend too much time with them and not enough time doing the important activities, like reading, playing outside, or spending time with family and friends. Some of our readers and their families have figured out ways to keep their lives balanced, remembering that the spirit can dwell in happy, healthy homes. In our family, we get 6 TV tickets at the beginning of the week. 1 ticket equals an hour of screen time. On the back of each ticket is a list of things we need to do before we can turn a ticket in, like cleaning our room, finishing our homework, and doing our chores. Instead of using technology all the time, we like to read, play games with each other, and play outside with our friends. Trevor and Nicolette C., ages 10 and 13, Utah. Rather than watch TV all the time, we like to read, and after all of our chores are done and the house is clean, we can use the internet. We use a timer to keep track of the time we get to spend on the computer. Ellie, Jared, Ethan, and Abby H., ages 8, 11, 2, and 6, California. We have downloaded scripture stories and appropriate music onto our MP3 players. Our computer is kept where everyone can see it. We don't watch TV before school or until all of our homework and chores are done in the afternoon. Certain channels on our TV are blocked, so they can't be viewed at all. Instead of watching TV, we play outside, help garden, or play board games together. When we have balance in our lives, our home is more quiet and peaceful. Sarah, Stephen, Christy, and Jason L., ages 7, 15, 20, and 18, Queensland, Australia. Find more ideas about using technology wisely in this month's Ensign and New Era. End of article, Unplugged.